audio for Haijin and Canton. This is the ER version, which you should see at the top of your paper. If you don't see that, you should use the other audio recording. Haijin. The Haijin simply means sea ban. The sea ban abolished all private naval commerce throughout China. The idea was to stop Japanese piracy and to free up China's soldiers to finish off the last remnant of the Mongol army. Did it work? Short answer, no. It made the problem worse, actually. By 1450, piracy was at the worst it had ever been in or around China. The ban on trade meant that people living on the coast of China could no longer make money legally, and so many turned to smuggling and to piracy. In fact, by 1450, most of the quote-unquote Japanese pirates were actually Chinese. Why? Most historians believe the sea ban was actually kept in place to support the central government against the wealthy merchants of southern China. It was also intended to defend Chinese culture, which was considered to be under threat from foreign influences. Most concerning to the emperors were radical forms of Buddhism from Japan, Islam from Central Asia, and Christianity from Portuguese traders, starting around 1470 or so. How did it hurt China? Many ways. So firstly, the government lost a large amount of tax revenue. This was especially difficult considering that the Ming Dynasty also spent a lot of money. It built the modern Great Wall, which was an incredibly expensive project. That was combined with costly treasure fleets and the expense of supporting China's million-man army, which was the largest in the world at the time. The Ming Dynasty, because of all these things, was often fighting to not go bankrupt. Secondly, China was starting to isolate itself from diffusion. For the first time in 1,000 years, China was not the center of world innovation at this time, and the Haijin came at just the right time to worsen China's disadvantage. China missed out on such inventions as the musket, the steam engine, the telescope, and the vaccine, which had all been invented in Europe during this time. The Canton system. During the Qing Dynasty, China shifted its trade policy. It formally abolished all foreign trade throughout China, except through the single port of Canton, which is now known as Guangzhou. This led to China actually becoming even more isolated than during the Haijin policy. Technological decline. Isolated behind Haijin and the Canton system, China fell further and further behind Europe. By 1600, Europe had caught up to China technologically, and by 1800, Europe was greatly ahead of China. It's unclear the extent to which this decline was caused by China's isolation, but it certainly wasn't helping. Had lines of diffusion been open, China probably would have received some of the newer inventions from Europe. But China's intellectual community also shares some of the blame. By rejecting foreigners, the intellectual community had closed themselves off to new ideas that drove Europe's period of innovation. And the imperial exams themselves might have also had a hand in the decline, as the exams absorbed much of the time that intellectuals might have had to study science, math, or engineering. And that's the end.